This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So walking across, Rockets won't foul. Ball game over. Warriors win and take a 2-1 lead in this best of seven series. Jalen Green and Draymond Green screaming at each other as they head off the floor.
Spicy.
It's spicy. It's the playoffs. It's supposed to be spicy. 104-93, Golden State with a win. Stephen Curry, at the end of the first quarter, had 2 points. He finishes with 36.
Oh, he certainly does, Tim Roy. It was spicy. 104-93, the final. That call right here on 95.7 The Game, your home for Golden State Warriors basketball. Dubs on top, 2-1 in this series. Game 4 tonight. Can they put a chokehold on it officially? We will find out, but man, feels like a squandered opportunity. No Jimmy Butler, no problem. Because you know why, Joe Chasky? You got the chef. 36 big ones. Doesn't matter what Fred VanVleet's doing. Doesn't matter how many flopping Alperen Şengün's doing. Doesn't matter how many shots Amen Thompson's missing. Maybe he does need to go to church and say amen instead of amen, because that jumper is broken. We got the Buddy Hield game, people. Yay, Buddy. We never doubted him.
Never.
And Gary Payton II, GP2, Young Glove, clutch. Huge win. Huge.
Two-piece beans and rice, all spice, Nicotina.
Oh, I love that.
Let me tell you, that was such a fun game. My voice is still a little sore from how great it was.
I can tell. You were yelling a lot, huh?
Yeah. That was just Steph Curry. You know, GB2 is going to get a lot of appropriate adoration. Obviously, Draymond Green defensively down the stretch.
Masterclass.
Awesome. I mean, just awesome.
Steph's Rockets coming out to play.
Steph's floor game was unbelievable. Obviously, everyone's going to point to his shooting ability and the gravity and all the different things that he does when the ball's in his hands. But I thought the way he was passing the ball and the way he set up for others, the way that he was controlling the tempo and coming off screens, multiple GP2 left-handed layups were there because Steph comes flaring over on this circular screen, and they just do a fake handoff. And he did exactly what Draymond does forever, that little fake, fake kind of like RPO, dribble drive handoff, as we like to call it, and just right to the lane. And you know, they did so many really, really good things on defense in this one. I thought they did a better job staying in front of guys. You know, no one wants to admit this, but Dylan Brooks, Zach's been really good for the Rockets. Outside of him, who's been reliable game to game?
Well, they got their Fred VanVleet game, but that was in the first quarter. Outside of the first quarter, he only made one other shot. They got that. He was the one keeping them afloat in that first quarter when they had 22-18 lead after one. And it felt like, okay, Fred VanVleet can get his. You know why? He's 6 feet tall. I don't think he's going to keep this up the entire game. And he couldn't. After the first quarter, he was cooked. Amen Thompson, amen, whatever you want to call it. His jumper's just, it's just not there. And scoring is at a premium in this series. And you've seen it with the Houston Rockets. And when you have one of, if not the greatest offensive player in the history of the game in Stephen Curry, yeah, that's a big difference. I know there was no Jimmy Butler. So if you're Houston, you felt like, man, we couldn't win that without Jimmy. Now the Warriors are feeling the confidence is sky high. Not that they needed the confidence to win without Jimmy. It just feels good to know that you can do it, because this team without Jimmy Butler for the most of the season was not very good. They were an average team at best. So the fact that they were able to do it and get it done on Saturday, and it was the way they got it done. Yes, Steph, as you alluded to. Quinn Post, I was very impressed. I know shooting the ball wasn't great for him.
He was nasty.
12 rebounds?
Yeah.
For QP? Huge. 4 assists
and
as well.
Throwing Steven Adams at one point.
Yep.
It was incredible to see that happen.
Well, Steven Adams also had.
Hey, Steven Adams.
He was going at
How
Buddy.
About him picking Buddy at their time? And that was a great Buddy game. I don't want to. But it was a hell of a pick.
What do I like to call him, though? at times. Buddy Butterfingers. That's what he is at times. It gets away from him. That's what happens.
I might be in the minority here.
Jimmy Butler says don't dribble. He does not want him dribbling at all.
But he was really good in this game.
Great.
Outside of the three-point shots, I thought he was active. He was rebounding. I thought he was defending as well as he can and got a couple of loose balls. I thought he was brilliant in this one. If Steven Adams is ever available, the Warriors should be looking at him for the remainder of his career.
Ooh, I'm not mad at that.
He is one of the best offensive rebounders in the game. Clearly a load. He just knows what his job is. Like, sign me up for Steven Adams for the rest of his career. If he's available, we should be going to get him.
Him and Draymond going to bury the hatchet, if you will? Do you think there's any bad blood still from the OKC days? Huh? No?
I don't think, I don't think you bury hatchets before. With Aquaman. I think you have to, what is the spear called?
The trident.
The trident.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, King Trident.
You have to harpoon the trident, I guess.
There we go. Thank you. Shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. All powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed here in San Francisco. And you mentioned it, Brandon Pajemski. You mentioned Quinton Post. We've mentioned Buddy Hield, all these different players, Gary Payton. It was a total strength and numbers victory when you did not have Jimmy Butler. And we found out the news that, a little bit before the game, about like an hour or two before, Anthony Slater, Shams Charania, all the different reporters had it. So no Jimmy Buckets. What were they going to go to? Well, they ended up doing a couple things. They inserted Quinton Post into the starting lineup, which you've seen in the past. And Jonathan Kuminga got the start. So it was Draymond, JK, QP, Stephen Curry, and Brandon Pajemski. Moses Moody got shifted to the bench. Wasn't his best game offensively. I thought he did a couple things here and there, but was not his greatest game shooting the ball. But you know what? Neither here nor there. You won the game, so I'm not going to focus on that.
Jimmy Butler, did you see the outfit he had
on? I was going to get to that. The coat was something.
Was that mink?
Do we do that anymore? Mink coats?
I have no problem. I'm going to be real with you. PETA, I don't care about you.
Just saying.
It does not matter to me.
Just saying.
You know, pelts are what, you know, this country was founded on early on in the early days of the frontier. Right. So I have no problem with that. Simultaneously,
right,
he had on
coat.
This yoga outfit that my wife and one of my cousins, Alexis, they were talking about. Yoga. It was like a brown.
Couldn't tell you.
It's like a Lululemon. Is that how it's pronounced? I don't even know. He just looks so saucy on the sideline.
Well, I just love a good like fur coat. I do. I'm a sucker for who's my guy? Joe Namath, Hollywood Joe. Come on.
When I think mink coat, I think Cameron. Broadway. But that's fine.
I say Hollywood Joe. That's
the point
that's
of this game.
Miami. Broadway
here was the moment in the game. Okay, Tari Eason hits a midi, and they go up 34-22, and Steve Kerr calls a timeout. And Jay Billis says, as they're cutting to break, Jay Billis says, who besides Curry can do anything in this game or do something in this game? I'm paraphrasing. Who besides Curry can do something in this game? And then there's a loose ball foul, a couple of off ball fouls, a big Steph three on a QP inbound. And they're down 12, basically 49-37. Yep. And they're going back and forth and back and forth. There's 2 minutes to go with a little bit of change in the second quarter. Again, down 12.
Yep.
It felt like any momentum that they had was kind of all in the Rockets' favor.
I'll say this with the Rockets, though. I know Bonte had the stat when they've led by 10 or more at any point in the season. They're like 49-7 or 8, something like that. I'm paraphrasing, if you will, but it's something around that. They're really good when they have a 10-point lead because their defense is so damn good and they could sit on it, right? It just felt like, though, yesterday, outside of Fred VanVleet and Dylan Brooks, and really it was just Fred VanVleet in that first quarter, because outside of that, he turned into a very inefficient scorer. Dylan Brooks, as you mentioned, he was the only guy that was pretty efficient. 4 of 8, 3 of 4 from beyond the arc. He hit some big shots for them, but Şengün was not very good. Jalen Green, who dropped 30, was not very good, just a game prior. Jabari Smith, I thought, showed up off the bench defensively, too. I thought he was one of their better players.
He made
some big three-point shots, but again, Joe, more. Like... You're going to get games like you got game two. They can't do that 4 times in this series, what they did in game two. Game three and game one is what I expect from this Houston Rockets offense, and that's what we got.
But at the end of the second quarter, like after the end of the first quarter.
I know, I hear you.
They closed really well, the Rockets, at the end of that first quarter. And it was like, you know? At the end of the second quarter, down 12, Buddy, 8 points, Steph making plays. The way they finished the half... to me, set the tone for the rest of the game. And then they cut it to a three-point game right before halftime. They had all the momentum. I believe Pods had the ball at the end of that half. They could have only been down one. Mm-hmm. But to be down 49-46 after the way that second quarter played out,
mm-hmm.
I thought that was the game right then and there. Having watched it back, I know there was moments in time where the Rockets took the lead and whatnot, especially in the fourth quarter, and they were trading buckets. But if you don't cut that 12-point lead where Tari Heeson hits a three and basically puts it at a 12-point lead, it might have been, you know, we're looking at this as must-win today in the other direction.
Well, and it's so refreshing to see, because how many times have you seen this Warriors team, even in the Jimmy Butler like era, just their failure to close quarters and halves is maddening mm-hmm. at times, whether it's careless turnovers, whether it's not paying attention in the final seconds, when the opposing team gets another last second shot off. Like, them and their ability to close at the end of this game in each and every quarter, if you will, was massive for them. And it does carry momentum. Like, I truly believe that in a given game, not a series, because everything can change, right? Because Jalen Green can have a big game in game two and game three can have a stinker. But in a given game, we've talked about this, there is such a thing as momentum, and carrying that into halftime. Like, Steph was feeling himself. You saw going into the tunnel, like, he was doing little shimmies. He was like, all right,
we're here. Bounce in there, Steph.
Yes, yes. And even at the start of the third quarter, when they go on a quick 7-0 run, the Rockets, when they do go up, it's like, okay, mm-hmm. they calm down, get a timeout, and they get back into the groove of things. And again, everyone's stepping up on Saturday. Buddy Hield, 5 of 11. We finally got the Buddy Hield game. Wasn't the most efficient game. Had a couple turnovers and some inopportune times. I thought he was active defensively.
Yeah.
Three steals for Buddy. Gary Payton, again, cannot say enough about the young glove.
Well, and look,
7-9, 2-3.
To be fair, with GP2, you know, he hadn't looked great.
No, we were talking about this not being maybe his series.
And you know what? Look, two things. Credit him for taking the most, taking advantage of the... I think with Jimmy off the floor, it kind of opens things up for him to be a penetrator at times, where he's got single coverage. He's not just relegated to being a corner three guy. Now, if Jimmy comes back, his role will alter. He'll go back to that dunker spot. But I think they utilize him in a different way. And that's where I go with, like, Kerr. You know, Kerr went with Moody and GP2, and I believe, when what was the start? So Steph, Moody, Buddy, Dre, QP to start that quarter.
Yes.
And then Steph came out, he went with GP2, and then stuck with GP2
yep.
down the stretch.
Yep.
So I credit Steve Kerr, and you know, you bring up Kuminga. Kuminga had a couple of big buckets in the third quarter. I thought it was a mixed bag overall. There was some good, there was some bad. Like, you know, he's guarding Jalen Green, the inbounder, and he's got basically, he's too tight to Jalen Green, who's not necessarily someone you need to face guard, mm-hmm. you know, coming out of an inbound play. Maybe you lay off him a little. You have to stay between him, the ball, and the hoop, and he allows a backdoor cut. Like, those are the little things that are going to keep him off the floor. But then he makes a couple of big ISO plays later on. So he didn't play in the fourth quarter. He went with GP2. I like going with GP2. GP2 had it rolling. Hits a couple layups. Hits the corner three. Like, Steve Kerr was in his bag, too.
No, let's give credit to Steve Kerr when credit is due, because the amount of people that want to crush him, whether it was after game two or any L that they're going to have the rest of the way, because I promise you, when the Warriors lose another game, and it might not be in this series or the next series, everyone's going to blame the head coach yep. first and foremost, because that's just what we like to do, whether it's Shanahan, whether it's Kerr, whether it's Bob Melvin.
Look at the Lakers this morning.
Look at J.J. Redick getting absolutely eviscerated, because you know what? He played all of his starters the entire second half, and they lost. They blew a big lead, and they lost, and they're down 3-1 now, and it's probably night-night on Luka, night-night on LeBron, night-night on Austin Reeves. Real quick, that's what the Warriors have an opportunity to do tonight
exactly.
to the Rockets. Don't Took let that right team come back into this series and push it, because you know what? And I get it. And maybe the Lakers win game five or whatever. I don't know.
It's an uphill battle, though.
It's an uphill battle for a team that's old, and their best player
yes.
was 40 years old. And he's exhausted because he was playing. He was the only other player playing defense on that team outside of Dorian Finney-Smith. Austin Reeves couldn't guard a nosebleed. Luka Doncic was getting attacked. And credit to Anthony freaking Edwards. God, that guy's box office. He is incredible. incredible.
He is absolutely
damn good.
There's
an incredible week in of sports, by the way. Just the NBA playoffs. Yeah, obviously the draft, and I know
Giants.
Giants with the little league walk off home run. That was insane. Poor Luke Jackson gets the L on that one. I was like, oh my.
What a great Giant.
What a great Giant, right? I mean, Elliot Ramos getting that run in. Great call from Kike, by the way.
Yeah. Your point on the Lakers is a great one. So yesterday, you know, you have no game. You're still decompressing from how fun the Saturday night game was. I love Saturday night games.
No, they're great.
They're not great by the radio because we lose a little momentum.
Well,
but
it's okay. You mentioned Jay Billis, who was on the call for ESPN alongside Mike Jones. He's going to join us at 8:30, cruising to River Island's guest line. So
I thought he was great. I'm not the biggest. What's the other guy's
Mark
name?
Jones.
Mark that's Jones. Okay. Yeah, I'm not the biggest Mark Jones guy, but that's fine.
I thought Jay, though, real quick, being able to go college to the pros, like it's seamless for him. Kirk Herbstreit, I know it's not your favorite. So, like, there is, like, that guy's a college guy. I don't really buy it. But Jay, the way he's able to break it down with his humor involved in it, too, I thought it was great. And obviously,
he's smart.
He's very smart. Well, he's a Duke guy, obviously.
No, I mean, like when I'm watching the game, not only does he say the obvious, but he tells me, like, the next layer, right? You know, and he's talking about how Curry's gravity, and he's explaining how, look, when this guy moves, there's a wave of people that have to honor him.
Yep.
And he kept saying what we've all kind of been saying, like, in Warrior Land, if you're an astute follower, which is, guys, you're going to get advantageous opportunities in matchups. And if you're not a threat offensively, you're making it harder on yourself and on Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. I mean, he said it three times. I thought the quote of the day, and I'm going to ask him about it, Jay Billis, who besides Curry can do something in this game?
Right.
Well, Buddy Hield did. Well, GP2 did. Quinton Post, though he didn't score, I thought he made plays defensively. Draymond Green was awesome defensively. So you're going to need contributions from the others. But Steph Curry's floor game as a point guard, as a facilitator, as a shot maker, defensively, he had big rebounds. He had a couple of steals. I thought Steph Curry's floor game was spectacular.